Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I just want to make everybody think positive thoughts and rest easy. Despite just about everybody from AAA being in Ireland, all of our offices are open, so no worries. We have the place fully staffed, but I swear there's like nobody in our building. Everybody that I know who's connected with travel or this radio station is in Dublin, Ireland.
Oh my gosh. I look at their videos that they're posting. It looks like Steeler country there. I don't know where all the Vikings fans are or if they're in a separate area of Dublin, but
it looks
so cool.
It looks crazy. Could you imagine if they were drinking? I love it. Listen, Alicia, Brandon, Marita, I actually was going to try to do a little hookup Zoom with them, but Wi-Fi, this and that, it's a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. They did, Larry Richard did have them on the show, I think yesterday, Marita was on there, and they were so complimentary of AAA, and so it's a really great trip out there. I hope everyone's having fun.
You know, you never see a leprechaun and Larry Richard in the same room at the same time. I think Larry actually is a leprechaun. I just never told anybody. But what an amazing, amazing treat and a wonderful opportunity. And AAA Central got everybody there. Happy, planefuls, hotel rooms, and just some of these pubs. And it really kind of looks like Bloomfield in a way.
You know what I mean? It does. It does. It is so cool. And we have about 200 of our members over there. We had to book 3 different hotels. We have tours set up for them. We have a tailgate party. I mean, they are going to have a time of their life.
A tailgate party?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, 5 hours difference. So we
9:30
here, 2:30 there. Tomorrow they kick off in Cork. So it's a really big, this is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah,
and that stadium's huge. I've seen pictures of the stadium. It's going to be filled with black and gold.
Listen, all I can say is I'm a teetotaler, and one pint of Guinness, I'd have been on the floor.
Oh, my gosh. Every time I look at someone, they have Guinness. It just looks so gross to me. I don't like that.
Well, listen, it's good, but you got to be like Jason Momoa or like my son who looks just like him, 6'6", 260, and can do anything. I have never seen, and I love promoting brands. Everywhere you look, there's Guinness or Jameson whiskey.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't even see another option, so.
You and your hubby, Mark, he's in the building. You're both wearing green, too. Do you realize that?
We are, yeah.
But isn't it, listen, the great thing about this, and I'm not saying it couldn't have been done, you realize these fans couldn't be there without AAA.
They couldn't be.
They made it happen.
Yeah, we set this up for them, and I don't know, they're in for a ride. I can't wait to hear all about it once they get home.
So have you been to Ireland?
I have not. And it's really not that far of a plane ride. It's probably like 6.5 hours or
That's
so.
That's it?
Yeah. Not bad at all.
Well, I have a feeling this will not be the last time the Steelers will be in Ireland.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's not either.
Now Mark is a former football player at West Mifflin. Now he's in that teaching world. But he was talking about when they got to the championship game against Chirpak, Billy Chirpak, my good friend from Thomas Jefferson, back in the day. I do know one thing. The Steelers and Ireland, because of the late, great, my dear friend Dan Rooney, that family, if there was ever a perfect name for the sport that we love so much to be in Ireland playing football, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Yes. It's so amazing. And like I said, every picture I see is black and gold. So I don't know. I don't know where these Viking fans are.
Listen, Mark, just to give you an idea how much Dan Rooney loved football. He would call me. Now, I'm nobody, okay? He would say, come over. So I'd go over to Three Rivers to the offices, and we would go in his office, and all he wanted to talk about with everything going on was high, because he knew I was connected to it, and he played quarterback at North Catholic. He wanted to talk about high school football. He loved high school football.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this.
No, really a cool guy. It actually let me in our old Rainbow Machine, which was like an RV, broadcast on the 50-yard line when it was soon to be Heinz Field. It wasn't open yet. And we did, which is now my Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show. And it was so surreal because it was him and Pat's anniversary. So I got him an anniversary cake from Jenny Lee. And I'm like, if my dad were here, nobody would believe this. I'm like sitting on the air with Dan Rooney, and he was just a humble guy, became ambassador to Ireland. And if there was anybody who would have been happy to see this, it would have been him, but I'm sure he does see it. But this is something to really get excited about. But again, being connected to AAA too, knowing that AAA really made this possible for, and you could see the smiles on these people on that plane, just couldn't wait to get there.
Yes, we sent them green terrible towels, so they were ready to go.
Green terrible towels.
Yes, we had green terrible towels, so each person that purchased our package got one of those, along with travel documents, of course, the football ticket, our tailgate party, hotel, round trip flights. I mean, it's the trip of a lifetime.
See, Mark, I've been hosting the show for 30 years. Like, you think I could have got a towel?
I didn't even get one. I said to Alicia, no, I said, can I have a towel? She was like, yeah, if we have extra. I don't know where they went.
Can I ask, because I was going to reach out to our lovable friend, you know, who actually helped put this tour together with you guys?
It was AAA Featured Vacations our team there. We have a wonderful team made up of, I don't know, probably like 8 travel agents. They put this all together. They sold it all. Of course, our reservation center, 1-800-354-8761. If you want any trips to Ireland.
What airline?
There were a couple. I think some were on, Marita was Air Canada. I think Alicia was American. Nice. They were all on different airlines to make sure there was a representative from AAA on each of the flights. So.
And speaking of airlines, Monday night on my show, this coming Monday in just 2 days, Paul Hoback, who's been the basically the guy putting all the pieces in place for the new airport. So he's a project manager. He will be with me. And I was just there doing a video not too long ago in the old airport, which still looks pretty amazing to me. So a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, there is. Pittsburgh's big.
But not. And by the way, if you're wondering where your neighbors are, they're in Ireland.
Yeah, everyone's in Ireland. I mean, there was no traffic on the way. Everyone's in Ireland.
So everybody thinks people in entertainment live this great life. So Mark, basically, I'm either here in my basement doing videos, okay? So the last couple of days, I'm looking at Alicia's stuff and Marita's stuff and Larry's stuff, and I'm thinking, how sad is this? This middle-aged man in his basement living his life vicariously through others, but I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Me too. Me too. They're sending me pictures, and I'm like, I'm so mad at you guys.
But AAA, my AAA made it possible. I mean, you understand, there are people, Mark can attest to this, you can attest to this, that are diehard Steeler fans.
Yes.
This is something they've been waiting for forever. Yes. And they're on that plane with their Steeler gear on, and they're in Dublin, Ireland, drinking a pint of Guinness, saying, if I have one more of these, I'll never make it to the game.
I know. Every day, you see everyone just drinking beer. I'm like, how are they waking up the next day?
Listen, you wake up. Can you imagine, though, being in one of these pubs just talking to Steeler fans?
I know. It's crazy.
Listen, it's going to be exciting, and I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We've got some really interesting itineraries for you. What's happening at AAA? Got about a minute and a half for the break. Let's talk memberships. What's going on?
So we have membership specials. So if you want to check those out, 1-800-354-8761. Of course, our auto insurance. We have, if you go onto AAA.com, you could get a quote. You can also get discounts on clothing, restaurants, theme park tickets. There's so much that your AAA card can do for you. And of course, our towing. And that's, honestly, I have a brand new car, but I use my AAA card because it is so easy that we have an app now on our AAA app. You could track the tow truck driver. It's really cool. So check all that out.
So I saw my daughter for the first time in 10 years. She never comes around. But anyway, she was came over the other day to help her dad out with something. She's 24 years old. And I said, do me a favor. Are you putting a little bit aside for your car insurance? Because you always hit me up in July for like a big chunk of cash, okay? She goes, yes, I am. I said, but here's a better thought. You live in Rochester. Right there on Adams Street, there's a AAA office. Here's the number. Call and get a quote tomorrow.
Yeah.
I actually think she's going to do that, which is a good thing.
Good.
All right. Short break. We'll come back. She is Andrew Benacki. Her husband is here. I'm here. This is AAA Central's Talking Travel. Next hour, the case of the carbolic smoke bomb. What's it all about? I guess you're going to have to stay tuned. It's your Pratt Pack today on KDKA.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, so Andrew, we're back. Where would you like to begin?
So we're going to start at the historic southern coast. I have a couple different trips. We're talking about Dublin and all these places that we go out of the country. But let's talk about what we do right here in the USA. So if you don't want to travel, you don't have a passport, you don't want to get on a flight that takes 6 to 8 hours to get to, we have trips right here in the U.S. that we can offer you. So this one's the historic southern coast. This one takes you to St. Augustine, Florida. It goes to Jekyll Island, St. Simon Island, Savannah, Georgia. So there is a lot of places that this one goes to. It also includes your, so it's the land only. So if you want to do flights, you can go in before, you can go in after. You could just call 1-800-354-8761 and they can give you information on the flight. So the price I'm going to give is land only for all of the information that I just, or all the places that I just mentioned. But it also includes your chartered transportation within the itinerary. It includes 6-night hotel accommodations, your luggage handling, and then 11 meals included. So if you are a person that doesn't want to fly to Florida and do it on your own, you want to be with a group of people. And I always talk about how our featured vacations department, who actually put our Dublin tour together, put these packages together. And we have so many of our AAA members that go on them time and time again, and they meet each other and they gain friends. They'll call each other and they'll say, hey, let's go on this trip because it's already put together. And then they're all listed in our AAA motorist. So this will include the 11 meals, attractions, admissions, for anything included in the itinerary. Gratuities are included, and of course, services of a local tour director wherever you go. So if you're stopping in St. Augustine, Florida, there's going to be a step-on guide there with you that'll give you direction where to go. If there's some extra time, they'll tell you some, so say that lunch isn't included, they'll give you some restaurants to visit, they'll give you some museums, shopping, whatever you want to do. There's always a local guide right in that city to direct you in the right place. So this date is April 19th through the 25th of 2026. So we're already moving on to 2026. We still do have some vacation packages available for 2025. If you do want to get away by the end of the year, there's some great cruise packages available. I was just looking at that. This is an activity level too. So let's talk a little bit about activity level. Some of our tours, we have like this one. This would be a larger group, probably a larger bus, about 40 to 50 guests on the bus. This is an activity level two, which is kind of a steady pace. It requires average physical ability, so just able to walk from place to place. There's not going to be any strenuous hiking or things like that.
Why are you looking at me when you're talking about that? Am I that bad a shape? That's my kind of trip, though.
I like to mention the activity level because we do have some tours. I was on one of them when I went to Arizona, which is can be up to an activity level 4 or 5 where there is strenuous hiking. So we want to make sure we're putting our clients on the right vacation so that when they get there, we're not going to turn you away, but there may be things that you're not going to be able to do, and you're going to miss out on a lot of the trip. So that's why you want to check with the activity level with your travel agent. They'll go over that with you. But if it's not mentioned, please ask and make sure that you won't miss any of the tour or any of the hiking that's included, any of the places to visit, that kind of thing. So with this, the price on this is going to be, where's my pricing?
Take your time.
$3,999 per person. It includes everything that is listed. And then, of course, if you want to fly, that's additional. And then if you want to drive, we can get you there as well with our triptychs. So that's a really good option for someone that doesn't want to go out of the U.S. It just shows that we have so many right here. And not just this. I'm going to talk about a Washington, D.C. trip that we have that includes motor coach.
How many meals are in this?
There's 11 meals included.
That's worth the price
alone. Yeah, exactly. 11 meals. The hotels are included. And then all of your attractions and admissions throughout the itinerary. If there's something you want to do on your own, of course, that would be additional. And then, like I said, those local tour directors, which are so important when you're not familiar with those cities and towns you're visiting. So it's AAA is there to help you every step of the way. And we make sure you're not lost and we have everything taken care of for you. And once you arrive there, we could set up transportation to get to the hotel if it's not included. Just make sure you're asking the questions and make sure everything that you want included is included, because we can help you and make sure you have the perfect vacation.
Well, I'm kind of scrolling through this itinerary and I looked at it earlier today, but I didn't realize you really brought some nice stuff today.
Yes, we did. It's different. And it's motor coach, which is nice for the Washington, D.C., for those people that don't want to fly.
So 11 meals?
11 meals, yes. There are 11 meals included. Most likely what is included is going to be breakfast and dinner. So there may be some lunches that you have to pay for. But yeah, we got you covered.
You do have us covered.
Yeah.
800-354-8761. Before we scroll on and move on, so somebody listening right now saying, you know, didn't get to go to Dublin, Ireland, but you want to go to Ireland.
Yes.
All you got to do is call.
Yeah. 1-800-354-8761 or stop into your local office. We have a ton of vacation packages to Ireland. We deal with CIE, so Anthony.
Agostinelli.
Yeah, who is the, they are the Ireland specialists. I'm sure they have people over there as well. But we have them. Of course, Matt DeRamo with Member Choice Vacations. They do Ireland, Trafalgar, Insight. We have so many tour companies that we use that go to Ireland. Brendan Vacations. And if it's not something that you want to do, a day-by-day itinerary, escorted, you don't want to be with the whole group, there are packages to Ireland. And when I was a travel agent, I was a travel agent for 15 years, it was so popular for our clients to call in, and they wanted us to put together a package with them staying in castles and then running a car and then staying at bed and breakfasts. And they're kind of like just vouchers. And you go from all these different towns in Ireland, and we work with CIE Tours or Brendan Vacations. They plan the whole route out for us, because some of us haven't been to Ireland, so we're not familiar with, you know, the direction cities you have to stop in. So they put that all together for you, and you could do it on your own. You just rent a car and drive around and stay in castles.
You know, we've said this before on the show that there are certain things that make people, like White Lotus and the old Magnum PI, that make people want to go to Italy or Hawaii.
Yes.
You realize how many people are going to want to go to Ireland?
I was thinking that
stuff?
Same thing, looking at these videos. I'm like, I want to go to Ireland. It looks like everything's right there. There's pubs. Hannah was sending me pictures of her eating fish and chips. I mean,
Hannah's there,
so
too.
Cool. Yeah, she's there. They're all there.
Now I know what they really think about me.
They left me here.
Well, at least they left me, you and your husband.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'd be here alone twiddling my thumbs. All right, we got to get to a break. We'll come back. Tell everybody what we still have to come. Just give them a little bit of an idea.
So we're going to talk about Washington, D.C. in bloom, so in springtime. And then we have two different itineraries with Celebrity Cruises, which is an upsell from Royal Caribbean, kind of like Country Club Casual. I've been on their ships. They are absolutely beautiful. So we'll talk about two itineraries with them as well.
I don't think Marita had ever been to Ireland either.
No, I don't think she has.
Uh-uh.
She did tell me that, because she was like, you know, I've never been to Ireland. I was like, what?
I know.
You've been to Antarctica, but not Ireland.
I know. Well, she is there now. Listen, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of like the Super Bowl.
It does. It kind of has that Super Bowl feel. If we better win. But we got a lot of people rooting on it.
Yeah, that won't be very... I mean, Guinness and like a six-hour plane ride.
I know, hungover. That'll be a bunch of miserable people.
That pot of gold at the end of the rainbow won't be black and gold. It'll be black and blue. All right, listen, let's get a break in here and we'll come back. Now, what do I got coming up next hour? I really love these folks. They were with me last year. They do incredible work, that Carnegie stage in Carnegie. Well, this is going to be happening October 17th through the 19th and the 24th through the 26th. The Case of the Carbolic Smoke Ball, a comedy murder whodunit presented by Royal Carbolic Players, an acid tongue satire on the law and a mystery that'll keep people guessing to the end. This is a command performance after last year's successful run with full houses each and every night. So if you want tickets, you better start thinking to go to CarnegieStage.com. CarnegieStage.com. We'll tell you about the plot. We'll tell you who's going to be in studio with me. And I think you're going to absolutely find it fascinating. Now, speaking of sports, Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show tomorrow. Of course, it's Bethpage Black. It is the Ryder Cup. Team USA struggling a bit as we enter day three. Steve Hopley, who used to be a caddy at Oakmont Country Club, good friend of mine. He is the pro at the Swickley Heights Golf Club. He will kick things off tomorrow. Also, Jerry Schmidt, the head coach of the Duquesne Dukes, are in action this weekend, will join us as always. And then we pick our weekly winners against the spread. Week number four in the National Football League. So that's all tomorrow on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. It's your Pratt Pack. Stay with us. Rob Taylor with that news update, and then back with more with Andrew Benacki. AAA East Central's Talking Travel on KDKA.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Andrea's got a lot more stuff to get to, so let's head to Washington, D.C.
Yes, so Washington, D.C., so popular. It's such a popular destination from Pittsburgh, but no one wants to drive it. The roads are crazy. So let AAA get you there. We have Washington, D.C. in bloom. So this is springtime with lodging at the Gaylord National Resort. There's guided touring included, a dinner cruise on the Potomac. I mean, this is a really great tour if you want to see Washington, D.C. So the National Harbor is included, so you'll see that. Of course, I mentioned the Gaylord National Resort, two-night stay in an atrium view room. You get to tour monuments, memorials, and the illuminated night tour. The National Mall, of course, the dinner cruise. So this is March 20th through the 22nd. This one does include your motor coach transportation. We pick up from Cranberry, Monroeville, or New Stanton. The locations may change, so make sure you call 1-800-354-8761 or stop into your local branch to find out more information about pickup points at those locations. Your luggage handling is included. Two meals, and that includes your dinner cruise, attractions and admissions that I just stated in that itinerary, which are all the popular things that you want to see in Washington, D.C., all your taxes and gratuities on the included items, and then services of a local tour director and guide where noted. So again, you'll have those step-on guides where you're going, so they will show you the important sites to see. When you're in those monuments, you will have a guided tour there so that you're not running around like a chicken with your head cut off, not knowing what to look at. So we're there to guide you every step of the way. So the price on this one, and this is for double occupancy for a AAA member, it's $1,139 per person, again, based on double occupancy. Non-members, $1,195, so make sure you check with your AAA travel advisor to purchase a AAA membership. We always have specials, so make sure that you're signing up for that. But this is a really good option for someone that doesn't want to go away a long time. It's just a couple days, March 20th through the 22nd. You'll get to see all the trees blooming. Maybe the cherry blossoms will be available there for you to see, as they usually are around that time. So this is a really nice time to travel in Washington, D.C. It's not going to be too hot. It's going to be perfect. And then we will guide you every step of the way there. So we have that. And then, of course, the historic Southern Coast trip that I talked about right here in the U.S. for you to take advantage of if you aren't ready to take that big step and travel to Ireland.
That price for D.C. is like...
I know. It's really great. It is. And you don't have to drive there. And find out parking is It's so bad there. They don't have parking lots at the hotels. You have to park at, if you're going to stay right in the city, at parking garages and things like that. It's like how New York City is. So let us take care of that part for you. We drop you off right in front of the Gaylord Hotel, and then you can enjoy every step of the way on your Washington, D.C.
Listen, I was there back in 1978 when neither of you were on this earth probably, but it was a long, long time ago. And I'll never forget seeing the Capitol and the White House. It was kind of surreal.
Yeah, it is. Just stepping, I mean, you see it all the time in pictures or in TV on shows, but to see it in person is a whole different experience.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Washington Monument thing, it's really cool stuff. So again, the price is what?
It's $1,139 per person based on double occupancy. We can do triple and quad. If you do triple, $979 per person, and that's three people sharing the room. And then we have quad as well for $899 per person, and that would be four people in the room.
So as you look back on the summer that was, what were some of the big ticket items?
Cruising. I mean, we had such great pricing on
both
cruising.
Types of cruising?
Yes, river cruising, ocean liner cruising. That was really big. Of course, Italy. Italy's always a popular destination for us. Hawaii's coming back big. So we've done a lot of Hawaii. And of course, Thailand because of the White Lotus.
Right.
So, I mean, there's so
Did
many.
Did that really have a
yeah,
effect?
Yeah, anytime the White Lotus airs, wherever they're at is popular. They've done Hawaii, Thailand, forget what the other one
well,
was.
Well, you know you're getting old because of what that theme is all about, but you only watch it for the scenery.
Yeah,
you know?
Right, exactly. It's so cool.
But honestly, it's incredible how many people because of that show.
Yes, I know. It's so popular. And I forget what the name of the resort was, but I looked it up one day, and that was becoming really popular as well. I think it was a Four Seasons. I think they'd stay at Four Seasons. But just change the name of it to White Lotus.
We were just talking about Washington, D.C., but isn't it amazing? A descendant of the Kennedy family, Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger obviously was married to a Kennedy.
Yeah.
Shriver, Maria Shriver, and their son was actually a big character in White Lotus.
I know. That was really cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So how'd the theme parks do this summer?
Oh, Disney, always popular. Universal's coming back. They're one of our preferred partners, so we advertise them. They're always going to be popular. And they added in that Super Mario.
Big time.
Yeah. So that was huge this year.
And they do well with cruising, too.
Yes, they'll do. Well, Disney, of course, with cruising, because they have Disney Cruise Line, which is really, I mean, it sells itself. They don't need our help. But Universal, they used to partner up with Royal Caribbean. I'm not sure if they still do. So what people will do is they'll take like a 3 or 4 night cruise out of Port Canaveral, which is about 45 minutes from Orlando. And then they'll go back to either Disney or Universal, and they'll tack that on before or after. So
explain this to me. Why do you think the resurgence for the Bahamas? I probably ran into a dozen people this summer, friends. Where are you going? Well, we're leaving for the Bahamas. What's up with the Bahamas?
I just think it's a beautiful destination. The Atlantis is there. It's a very popular resort. They refurbished it. They added more to it. It has swimming with the dolphins. It has a huge aquarium, casino. It has a private beach. So Atlantis. And then all of the private islands that the cruise lines have now. So for Carnival, which is Celebration Key, which I recently was at in August, they just opened that in July, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's right in Grand Bahama Island. And then Coco Cay, which is Royal Caribbean's private island, that also is in one of the islands of the Bahamas. So I just think it's a beautiful, I mean, the water is so clear. It's a beautiful destination, and the people there are really nice.
I absolutely just love all these different places that you go. You know, another place a lot of people are going to is London.
Yes, London and Paris, because they take the Channel too. So if you want to split that up, there's a ton of vacation packages we could put together. You could fly into London, stay there a few nights, take the Channel over to Paris, and then stay in Paris a few nights. So you could do that. You could do all of London, of course, see where Downton Abbey was filmed and all the fun different places, the royals and things like that. So there's always a lot to do in London. And then, of course, like I said, you can go over to Paris, which has become popular, of course, because of the food. I mean,
I know. It amazes me some of the places you all have been. How was that little trip you took in August?
It was wonderful. I took a cruise with my family. Mark did not come.
Don't feel
he doesn't
bad, Mark.
Travel.
I get it, man. I get it. Listen, I love talking travel, and I love going to the airport, but I know. There's something wrong with me, I know. But I do love talking about it. Go ahead.
Yeah. We had gorgeous weather. The sun was shining every single day. We did not have one day of rain. I don't think I've ever been on a cruise, and I've been on a lot of cruises where it did not rain at least one day. It was, I mean, you had to hide from the sun if you didn't want. I've never used so much sunscreen. I think we went through like 3 bottles of sunscreen.
Really?
Yeah. It was so sunny.
Listen, Mark, this is what I used to do for a getaway. I would go to McDonald's and go sit out in front of Edgar Thompson, and I would eat my McDonald's. That was like a big day out for me. I'm just a home guy, man.
I am too. That's how I am. I like staying at home, and she saw me all the time. She goes all around the world, all around the globe. And
I know.
Yeah. I just sit at home.
Nothing wrong with that. So let me ask you, Steelers going to win this thing tomorrow? They're 2.5-point underdog.
I'm gonna go with the Steelers.
It's Carson Wentz. It's Frankenstein in cleats. So right. Hopefully we can get to him. I hope.
I hope so too. I hope TJ Watt has a good night's sleep and can get going.
Why do you think?
And doesn't drink Guinness.
Yeah. Listen, I could do the Jameson, and I've had a sip of Guinness, but that's like my son, who's like 26, big weightlifter, strong kid. My oldest, 34, big jiu-jitsu guy. That's them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a little bit too heavy for me.
I mean,
that's like drinking 10W-40 motor oil. You know what I mean? But I like a little shot of whiskey every once in a while. But before I let you go, why do you think we love the Steelers so much?
You know, my personal opinion is, you know, we come from Pittsburgh here is a blue collar city. And I think, you know, especially in the 70s, there was such a strong representation of that hard work and grit that this city displays. And people just identified with that. And, you know, it's just carried through all the way till today.
Listen, I'll tell you a quick story. So when Chuck Noll passed, I went to the funeral home for the viewing. And somehow, some way, I got there and it was just me and the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he was laid out waiting for people to come and view and pay their respects. And I went over and I put my hand on his chest and I said a prayer. And even though he had been gone, I kept thinking how proud my dad would be. My dad loved Chuck Noll.
Yeah.
And here I was actually in that funeral home, me and the Emperor, Chuck Noll. And to this day, it still sends chills up and down my spine.
That's an amazing story you just told. And I mean, how many people would, you know,
And Joe Gordon was the PR guy who helped me out more times than not. Ronnie Wall for many years. And nothing ever works for me, okay? But that was one moment that I'll never forget the rest of my life.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And he was just everything I'd ever heard about him. It was just as I was there with him kneeling and paying my respects, I thought, this is something I'm going to remember the rest of my life. And obviously, I do. All right, all of this stuff going through our brain because of all those people from AAA who got to go to Dublin and are over there enjoying themselves, right? But aren't you proud of AAA for making it? I mean, this thing came off. It's done.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody's going to be at the game with a ticket.
I know. I remember them first putting this together and it sold out so fast. We didn't even know the real dates because they didn't announce the date. We just kind of guessed the weekend that it was going to be, and we booked it. And when it was released, I mean, it sold out like that. We had to keep getting more seats, which is how we had to move into different hotels and different flights. But we made it work, and we have a whole bunch of happy people over in Dublin.
Listen, I've been at this game so long, Mark. Back in the day when the Steelers were in the AFC Championship game, Jim Lehman, one of my early mentors, Tracy Edwards, early mentors, they have to wait till the game was over so then they would know if it was a go. So we'd all be later that day, like, and I wasn't involved in anything other than just hosting the show, but on pins and needles as the clock was ticking down. Is it go? The ticket's good? Do we go book the flights, the hotels?
I remember that.
I mean, that was like, whoa. I mean, pressure. The game was nothing.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. Do we have to cancel the hotels? Yeah, I know. I remember all that.
I can still remember all the blood just running out of the face of Jim Lehman. Oh, great, great days. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Wrap it up. Stay with us. All right, we're back. Final few minutes. Did we get everything that we needed to get on the air today?
Yes, we did.
Didn't we?
Let's talk about this Bermuda real quick. I like this one because it has two nights in New York City. So not only do you go on a cruise, but you're also spending two nights in New York City, which eliminates that flight because we have a motor coach included. So this is Bermuda Cruise with two nights on the Celebrity Silhouette. You stay in Midtown Manhattan for two nights, and then which is right in the heart of New York City. So it's really cool package. This is May 15th through the 24th. It includes your round-trip motor coach transportation from Cranberry. This one even goes into Ohio, New Stanton. Seven-night cruise accommodations aboard the Celebrity Silhouette. We have your seven-night the seven-night cruise, the dinner at Havana Central, and Carmine's. So you get to eat at Carmine's in New York City, which is really cool.
Now, I've even heard about Carmine's.
I know. I've ate there before. It was one of my...
You did?
Yes. It was one of my first fams. It was Alicia and I.
Well, she had the fish, no?
Yeah. And we went to... It was like to tour Norwegian ship or something like that. And we just wanted to go on this fam because travel agents just love to go anywhere when you first start out. You don't care where you're going. So we went to New York City, and they set up a dinner at Carmine's for us. At the time, we had no idea where we were.
You had
I just
to have pasta.
Ate it.
What'd you have?
Yes, it was like family style. There were huge bowls of pasta and bread. We couldn't even move when we left that place.
Insane. What's the decor look like? Don't tell me red checkered tablecloths.
It was, I don't think so, but it was like there were two stories. We went upstairs, there was a big long table. All the restaurant workers were
servers,
little cute.
Right.
Yeah, the servers were little cute Italian boys. That's all I remember. It was like, I felt like I was like in The Godfather or something. It is really like that. It was actually a really cool place. And
nice, like woodwork and all that other
yes,
stuff.
Yes, exactly. Drapes. It is. Yep. Yeah.
But see, do you realize what this job has given you this? But just
I know.
Think about
that's
the people.
What I tell Mark all the time. I can't believe like the places I get to go and experience.
So if
for
he was like,
here.
If he was like booking people for the backyard,
yeah, right. It'd be good.
Listen, I don't know if it's because I was on the go my whole life, but I actually have learned sitting at home is a good thing. Man. I never sat at home. Listen, 20 years, I never got up. The sun was never up, and I never got home till the sun was down. So, you know what? But I will say this. When I did go on that cruise vacation and land vacation to Disney over 10 years ago, hard to believe, it was a wonderful time. Man.
Yeah, they are.
And
you
Disney
get to
World
spend the time with people. Like, the things I remember is how much fun my nieces had on that roller coaster, like up in the sun and clouds on the ship. Like, those are the things you remember. You have really great memories with your family. So,
listen, Leola Hemsley, who was this philanthropist, made a lot of money, had a little resort in Florida that I booked through AAA. I went there in March with my kids when they were small. This was years ago. And we were like right on the beach. It was nothing fancy. Obviously, the building was like, you know, from like the 1950s. It was upkept, really nice. It was the best time I ever had.
Yeah.
Just walking out on the beach at night and that whole feeling that you get being on the beach.
Right. I know.
Except my daughter screaming because all the little crabs came out at night.
Yeah, those are scary.
No, they're not. Come on. All right. Listen, before we get out of here, just to close on a happy note, I just hope people realize what a special weekend this is.
Yes, I do too. I hope they're having the time of their lives, which according to Facebook, they are.
And if Aaron Rodgers actually wants to come back to the Pittsburgh airport, he better win this game tomorrow.
Yeah, right. I know.
I have a feeling he will. He's a pretty solid guy. But, you know, it's just to have the Rooneys in Ireland.
Yeah.
I don't. Even if you don't know anything about them, if you find out that, oh, that's the family that owns the Steelers, and for them to be in Ireland where Dan Rooney was the ambassador and their family and their history, going back to the chief, this is something really, really special, man.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and AAA got to make people's dreams come true.
And here's the thing about it. I don't care what anyone says. They may have a few more zeros at the end of their name, but they worked for it. They really are common folk. And when I tell you about Dan Rooney, common folk, and I'll just give you a quick story about the chief. So my friend Joe Dentisi, who ran Coons Market like a father to me, we were talking one day years ago about he bought some burial plots. And he said, you're not going to believe this, but my plot's like right next to Art Rooney. I said, the chief. I said, get out of here. I said, Joe, There's no way that Art Rooney, the chief, the owner of the Steelers, is in the same cemetery you're going to be buried in. So Joe told me before he died, he said, make sure you go check to see if the grass grows, okay? So I went one day. I love this guy. And I actually couldn't find where the grave was, okay? So I said, I just got to think this thing through. I literally parked my vehicle, got out. Mark, so help me, Andrea. I looked, Art Rooney's right where there. 1980, I went, and I looked over, and there was Joe. And I went, I mean, a grocery store owner and a football team owner. How Pittsburgh is that?
Yeah.
No, man, that's what we are. That's who we are.
Right.
And I think that's why AAA works so well. Because you give everyday people like me and those people that were on that plane all dressed up in their Steeler gear. I mean, let's face it, this is probably a trip of a lifetime for people.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's just our everyday members that just want to experience the Steelers in a different country. And I don't know, AAA did it for them. And I think they're going to remember this forever.
I can promise you the lead on any newscast in Ireland tomorrow night. Would you look at these Pittsburgh Steeler fans?
Yeah.
It's going to be the
I can't
lead.
Wait to see it.
Me too. Listen, thank you. Mark, keep up the great work in education. It's the most important thing we have on the planet.
Thank you, and I appreciate you having me. I'm sorry it took so long to get here.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you made it, though. All right, don't be a stranger. Come back.
Sure.
All right, stay with us. New news, and then you're going to want to hear what I have for you in the next hour. That's next.